In verse number 41 of Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah Rabbul Izzah Jalla Jalaluhu gives us a firm instruction that we should remember Allah abundantly, morning and evening. And if we do that, then the promise is that the angels and mercy will descend. The consequences of remembering Allah abundantly is that Allah showers His mercy upon us through the angels. And this very mercy and blessing that holds our hands and removes us from the pitch darkness of ignorance and deviation and conveys us to the light of knowledge. If Allah's special mercy were not on the believers, from where would we have acquired anything in this world? Where would we have attained our iman? Where would we have attained our wealth? It is solely through the mercy of Allah that we're able to progress in terms of our deen as well as our dunya. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. It is Allah who sends mercy upon you, and so do His angels in order to remove you from the pits of darkness towards light. وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. And Allah is merciful to the believers. And this is part of the benefit of remembering Allah Rabbul Izzah all the time, that Allah Rabbul Izzah then guides us in this way. Allah's mercies then engulfs the believers in both the worlds. In this world, it saves us from kufr, it saves us from shirk, it saves us from innovation, bid'at, and will also it also provides us with the material needs that we need, we acquire and require. And in the after, it will secure for us eternal peace and tranquility. When we reach our destination of the Akhirah, then at that point, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ السَّلَامُ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, the greeting on the day when they shall meet shall be of peace. Allah will send peace to them, or the angels will come and greet them with peace. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And Allah has prepared for them an honorable reward in the year after. The angels will come from every place, from every angle, from every direction, greeting with a greeting of peace. And this generous reward that is mentioned, it is Jannah and all the bounties that are contained within Jannah. All of this will be presented to the person with great honor and dignity. Moving further, Allah Rabbul Izzah now addresses the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Ya ayyuha nabiyyu, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna arsalnaka, certainly we have sent you, shahidan, as a witness. Addressing the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says in Surah Baqarah, thus we've made you such a group that is ummatan wasatan litakuna shuhada'a ala nas. And in Surah An-Nisa, Allah Rabbul Izzah then paints the picture when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be called to give testimony over all of mankind. And this is also mentioned in other verses. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give testimony of the Qiyamah in detail. Allah Rabbul Izzah further says that, وَمُبَشِّرًا, and a bearer of glad tidings, وَنَذِيرًا, and a warner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pass on to the mu'mineen the glad tidings that they will be admitted into Jannah. He warned us also that the kuffar and the sinners will have to suffer in Jahannam. And Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a bearer of glad tidings, a warner, not to a specific people, but to all nations. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have sent you as to the whole of mankind as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. And it's incumbent that people of all religions and dominations follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone, with the advent of Islam, every other religion had become abrogated, and now the call is one, and that is to submit to the deen of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also wada'iyan ila Allah, a caller towards Allah, to invite towards Allah, bi'idhnihi, with the permission of Allah, wa sirajan munira, and a illuminating light. Sayyidina Atta ibn Yasar rahmatullahi alayhi reports that once he met Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu and asked him about the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah. And Abdullah bin Amr bin As replied that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described in the Torah as he was described in the Quran. O Nabi of Allah, we have certainly sent you as a witness, a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. In addition to this, the Torah mentions Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a protector of the unlettered people, the Arabs. Allah also says to him in the Torah, you are my bondsman and I have named you Mutawakkil, the one who relies on Allah. You are not foul-mouthed and harsh, and do not make a noise in the marketplace. You do not avenge evil with evil, but forgive and overlook. I will not call you back until you have straightened a crooked nation who will say, La ilaha illallah. This will open their blind eyes, their deaf ears, and shatter the veil upon their heart. And we have sent you as a caller to Allah with His command. وَدَائِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited all of mankind and even the jinnat towards Allah's oneness, towards His tawheed, urging mankind to worship Allah alone. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endured great pains and hardship in propagating tawheed, the responsibility of which has been passed on to this ummah. Allah Rabbul Izzah in Surah Ali Imran said that وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةُ يَدْعُونَ الْخَيْرَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. There should be amongst you a people who invites towards good and forbids evil. That has come upon us. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also an illuminating lantern who leads people from darkness, the darkness of kufr, to the light of Islam. Just as many lanterns can be lit from one lantern, many hearts have been illuminated from the message and the radiance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تُطِيعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, give the believers glad tidings that for them there is a great bounty by Allah Rabbul Izzah. There is a great bounty by Allah. And with all of this, we should not pay attention to the kuffar in any bit. So listen to the unbelievers and the hypocrites and regard they are hurting you, and disregard that and place your trust in Allah. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Allah is sufficient as a dispenser of affairs.